We are developing a new patented power source based on injecting and reacting atomic hydrogen with a catalyst to form a more stable chemical state hydrogen gas called hydrino that we have isolated and characterized by multiple spectroscopies and analytical methodologies. The reaction kinetics and power are boosted by many orders of magnitude by further injection of a molten metal such as gallium or silver while applying a very high ignition current at relatively unsubstantial voltages. We have previously reported and independently validated power pulses as high as 20 megawatts with a power gain of 250 times from a 10 microliter shot comprising molten silver and a hydrino reaction mixture. In a subsequently developed continuous reactor called a sun cell, high power was observed with no ignition power for several minutes. Since a hydrino reaction is a novel power source, power, power density, and gain under various conditions are being charted for the first time. We recently tested the sun cell with a commercial scale molten gallium to water heat exchanger with two new innovations to boost the kinetics and thereby the power and gain. The temperature of the sun cell molten gallium reservoir that was vigorously mixed with an electromagnetic pump was recorded by a thermocouple. The results of the temperature versus time comparison of the hydrino power run with a deliberately suppressed hydrino reaction plasma run showed that in 7 seconds, the temperature of the hydrino power run shot up to 1500 degrees centigrade, at which point the thermocouple failed and melted. A very high rate of cooling was overwhelmed by the extraordinary hydrino reaction power. As demonstrated by a linked thermodynamic analysis, a very conservative estimate of the gain in hydrino reaction power can be determined from the ratio of the temperature versus time slopes at a matched input ignition power for the same cell run under identical cooling conditions. The two new innovations had a dramatic effect, enabling the sun cell to produce a power of over 1 megawatt in 100 milliliters or 0.1 liters, corresponding to an extraordinary power density of 10 million watts or 10 megawatts per liter at 34 times gain. Due to the installation of reaction chamber ceramic liners, follow-up inspection showed that the sun cell was in mint condition, except for the need for a replacement thermocouple. The results of these trials additionally provided parameters for sizing of the heat exchanger for a thermal generator suitable for early field trials of a hot water heater and then a pressurized steam boiler. We are also developing a molten gallium to air heat exchanger that can power thermal loads and additionally serve as the power source of a Brayton cycle microturbine to generate electricity.